did the wrong thing. Press the wrong button. Yeah, yeah.
Repeat it.
Is it ringing? No, come on.
Thank you. You start. Do this again.
Do it again. Sorry.
It's okay. I'm going to put it onto one, and then you're going to hit five.
Five. You can put it onto five straight away. Okay. Our limud of Sefer Chofetz Chaim is l'schus refuah shleima for Yosef Dov ben Chayla, Yishtav refuah shleima b'soch shai chal Yisrael b'korev. So, you had question number one in your Fehe yesterday, which you passed very well, which was the question of the coat that was taken from Shul on Shabbos, the two girls. And today's question is, again, another one that comes from the Art Scroll, is that we're getting to the end of the school year now, and there's one child who's been in a Rebbe's class, and he's been a very difficult pupil the entire year. He hasn't paid attention, his mind is constantly wandering, he doesn't do his homework, he's not a good influence on the other boys. Basically a very difficult pupil, and he hasn't learnt a lot over the year, and to a certain extent it's been a bit of a bad influence on other boys. So the Rebbe of the third grade, he talks there about third grade, that's America, I don't know where third grade is, but the Rebbe of the third grade wants to warn the Rebbe of the fourth grade. He says, you've got a pupil coming to you next year, and you should know, and you should brief him so that he should know what sort of a pupil he's getting. Yeah, is he allowed to do that, al pi halacha, or is it Lashon Hara? He's clearly speaking Lashon Hara about his pupil. He's telling the new Rebbe bad things about this pupil. The shaila is it L'Toyeles? Right? If it's L'Toyeles, then he's going to have a heter. So he says as follows. He says, I mean, in the Sefer it says that he's not allowed to tell. Why? Because you can never know. A boy starts a new year, a new class, a fresh start with a new Rebbe, yeah? And it could be that it'll work. It could be that sometimes he doesn't actually gel psychologically with this particular Rebbe, but with the next Rebbe it'll be okay. He says it's possible that there's a boy in the class who's shepherding him. There's a boy in the class who's annoying him, who may leave next year, who may not be there next year, in which case he might be fine. So he says it's not muchach, it's not certain that this is l'toyeles. My father, Zichron Levrocha, was a teacher for 60 years, and my father used to say that there's no such thing as a bad pupil, only bad teachers. That was his club. He had belief in his Talmidim. He was right, yeah. I'm sure there are some Talmidim who are very difficult, who are very uncontrollable.
If you find the right teacher, yeah. Then you have
you find the right teacher and you get through to them. Yeah, my father, Zichron Levrocha, taught Bar Mitzvah to two Down syndrome children. He had endless patience. You know, they didn't line the whole sefer, they lined maftir. Yeah, they lined maftir, just maftir, not aftoria, not the birchas aftoria, but they learned the brochas and they lined three pesukim. It was a major achievement, but you needed endless patience. You had to go on and on and on and be nice to them and etc. He did it. So on that basis the psak would be that the Rebbe should not brief the other one. Unless he's 100% sure that he needs to. Yeah, that he needs to, and there is L'Toyeles. So it's very easy for him to think to himself that this is probably L'Toyeles, but Lavdavka. And therefore in that situation, the Rebbe, he says, in most situations, almost 90% of cases, the Rebbe will not be allowed to brief the other Rebbe.
Doesn't have to go into detail, but he can warn him that he needs extra attention or something like that.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. Basically, just working on the klal of is this Toyeles or is it not Toyeles? And not only is it Toyeles, but it's Vadai Toyeles. It has to be Vadai Toyeles. You have to be 99% certain that this is Toyeles in order to use the heter of Toyeles. And then you have to use all the rules of Toyeles, which we will come to in Siman Yud. In Klal Yud, we will come to all the rules of Toyeles, but we know them by heart pretty much. Yeah, it mustn't exaggerate, it must be thing of L'Shem Shamayim, v'chole. You've got all the rules of Toyeles, but then he can. Okay, the next case that he brings down, because our speaker's not yet here, the next case that he brings down is that a child has caused damage in the Beis HaMedrash. Okay, something has been broken in Beis HaMedrash during playtime, during Chazaras HaShatz, or during Kriyas HaTorah or something, and the Gabbah wants to know who did it. Yeah, the Gabbah wants to know who did it, and find out who did it, and then presumably charge the father. Yeah, which, by the way, al pi halacha, a father's not responsible for the damage of his child. He's responsible. In English, it's the other way around. Yeah, you are responsible for the damage caused by your child. You're not responsible for the damage caused by your animal. So your pet dog or your pet cat causes damage, you're not responsible. Your pet child causes damage, yeah, and you are. In halacha, it's the other way around. You're responsible. We've been learning the whole of Bava Kamma about the responsibility that you have for the damage caused by your animal. So in halacha, you're responsible for damage caused by your animal, you're potter for the damage caused by your child. Nevertheless, this Gabbah wants to know who caused the damage to the Beis HaMedrash, which child was it, and I know which child it was. Am I allowed to tell the Gabbah? That's the question. I'll leave it with you till tomorrow morning. That's the question. It's in the art scroll. If anybody's got the art scroll on Chofetz Chaim, they can look it up. But otherwise, we'll find out tomorrow.
What's
going to
happen if you lose your next
3 years?
Hand up.
Torreway, Northwest London. Monday, Chof Vov Ior, Memalef Laoime, the 3rd of June, Rabbi Svi Marmastin Shlita, on Tfilas Tashlumin.
So we'll start with the Shaila, which is hopefully not going to be Negea, but we know, coming up Rosh Chodesh, if a person misses Yalev Yovei, he's got to go back. Now, the question which the Rishonim deal with, what happens if a person misses out Yalev Yovei on Mincha of Rosh Chodesh? Mincha of Rosh Chodesh, so he has to go back. Now, Tosis asks, what about if he misses Yalev Yovei in Mincha, and it comes to Maariv now, does he have to do a Tfilas Tashlumin? We know if you miss a Tfilah, then you've got to daven the next Tfilah twice. Tashlumin of the first one. So when it comes to Mincha Rosh Chodesh, is to be daven two marivs. The guy misses out Yalev Yovei, so he hasn't been yotze his mitzvah of tefillah. So now should he daven two marivs? So Tosis asks the question, and Tosis says there's no point in davening twice. Why? Because if he davens Mincha, he davens Maariv a second time, as we do for
tefillah.
There's no Yalev Yovei anymore. So what's the point? He's already davened a normal Shemoneh Esrei. That's already davened in Mincha. Now when he gets to Maariv, he's not going to mention Yalev Yovei because it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. So what's the point in davening two Maarivs? It's not Rosh Chodesh. Let's have a look at Tosis. Tosis is the first Maariv Mokim over here. It says,
on a normal Friday, not Rosh Chodesh, you miss Mincha, you just thought you'd
done Maariv twice on Shabbat. Oh, so we're going to get to that, yeah. Very good. Kosav Rabbeinu Yehuda. In Tov Eloi Hizkir Rosh Chodesh B'mincha Lo Yispalil Oid B'layla De Loma Yispalil. What's the purpose in him davening? Harikva Hispalil Kol Tfilas HaMincha Meboid Yoim Levad Rosh Chodesh. He's davened the whole thing besides for Rosh Chodesh. He hasn't mentioned Shaloi Hizkir. Im Kain Ein Marviach Klum. He hasn't gained anything. There's no purpose in davening again. Im Yachsav Yispalil B'motzer Rosh Chodesh. When he davens at night, he davens twice, there's no purpose in doing that because he's already davened a mincha, a good mincha. The only thing he's lacking is the fact that he hasn't said Yalev Yovei. So when it comes to davening two marivs, although he's officially obligated to daven two marivs because he's missed, his mincha has been ruined, but nevertheless, when he davens a second mariv, he's not achieving anything. Why? Because he's not mentioning Rosh Chodesh because it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. So says Tosis, there's no point in davening again. So therefore you shouldn't do it. We'll get back to what Tosis brings a chiluk in soon. Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbein Yona brings the Chachmei Provincia from province, yeah? Mm-hmm. And they say, they argue with Tosis. And they say, no, you daven again. Aye, Tosis has got a good question. So let's have a look what Rabbein Yona brings this. He says, Aval Chachmei Provincia, Imrim, the Kivin Sheba Oisei Tfila Lo Yotzi Yidei Chiyuv Shlo Yisbal Klal Danyin Le. It's as if you haven't davened at all. So you're coming along and saying, well, you haven't davened, Mama Viach. But he says you haven't davened. If you haven't davened, you've got to daven another Shemin Esra. O Mispal Shtaim Le'erif. V'afal Pishikva Ova Rosh Chodesh. Even though now it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore, when it comes to Marev, it's not anymore Rosh Chodesh. V'einu Mazkir Inyan Rosh Chodesh B'Tfila. Even though you're not mean Mazkir of an Rosh Chodesh in Tfila, nevertheless, one's obligated to daven a second time. Says Machlokes Rishonim, Tosis and the Chachmei Provincia. Tosis says, no point in davening a second time. You're not mentioning Rosh Chodesh anyway. And the Chachmei Provincia says, no, we should daven a second time. So the Achronim explain this Machlokes. Reb Chaim, in Stencil, explains the Machlokes. What's the Machlokes? The question is, what is when a person says Rosh Chodesh in Tefillah, what's the gedder of the Tfilas Rosh Chodesh? When a person says Yala V'Yovoy, what's he doing? Is it actual part of the Tfilah? Is it like the Nusach of the Tfilah? Like any other bracha in Tfilah? Or is it just as Korah Ba'alma?
Would you say yes?
Yeah, so that's the question. How to dan it? Is pshat that it actually becomes part and parcel of Tfilah Shemein Esra? Or do we say Tfilah Shemein Esra remains as Tfilah Shemein Esra? There's halacha, separate halacha, that you have to be mazkir the din of Rosh Chodesh. That's called a haskara ba'alma. It's only a haskara. So now we understand the machlekas. According to Tosfos, it's only a haskara. You've davened Shemein Esra, your Shemein Esra is a very good Shemein Esra. You haven't mentioned the haskara, which might require you to go back. But you didn't. But can you look at the Shemein Esra and say that Shemein Esra is it? Doesn't have a part of Shemini Esra is missing? No. No part of Shemini Esra is missing. You're missing the Haskara only. Only mentioning Tfilas Rosh Chodesh. That's what you're missing. So therefore, Tosa says, there's no point in davening a second Tashlumin. There's no point in davening Shemini Esra a second time. Because if you're davening Shemini Esra, you've already davened Shemini Esra. And that Shemini Esra was a good Shemini Esra on Rosh Chodesh. It just was lacking the Tfilah, the Haskara Ba'alma. When you come to Tashlum and you come to Motzer Rosh Chodesh, he says, what's the point in davening a second time? There's no point in davening a second time. You've already davened Shemein Esra. What you're lacking is Rosh Chodesh, and you're not going to mention Rosh Chodesh anyway.
Because about Rosh Chodesh itself, he remembered, he realized he didn't say Yalev Yovel.
Yeah.
Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, then he's Mechoyed to daven again.
Well, say Yalev Yovel if it's only Haskorah.
It's Haskorah, which has to be within the Tefillah.
It belongs to the Shemein
Esra. It's Haskorah within the Tefillah, but it's not. And he's not Yotze Shemein Esra. Yeah, good point. He's Takan not Yotze Shemein Esra. Yeah. But in the Lomdus of what's going on, in is it actual becoming Nusach HaTfila? It's not Nusach HaTfila. It's a Chiyuv to mention it. But it's called the Haskara Ba'alma. Yeah? It's difficult to get your head around this Pshara that we're making. We're saying that it is a Chiyuv to mention it. But it doesn't actually become part of the Tfila. However, says Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim Briska in Stencil, he says, when it comes to the same Talamata, he says, even according to Tosfos, where Tosfos' opinion is it's only as Korah Ba'alma, it doesn't actually become part and parcel of the Nusach HaTfila, Rosh Chodesh is only a part, he says, that's all with regard to Rosh Chodesh, but the same Talamata actually becomes part of the Tfila. So he says, if you missed out the same Talamata, then you'd have to go back, even let's say from, we don't say Saint Talamata on Shabbos. So if you missed out the Saint Talamata on Mincha Erev Shabbos, then you'd have to daven two Marivs of Shabbos, L'Kuliyama. Ah, if the Saint Talamata is only Haskara, what's the difference between Rosh Chodesh and the Saint Talamata? The Teretz is, the Saint Talamata is actually part and parcel of the Nusach HaTfila. Masha Enkin Rosh Chodesh is not actually part and parcel of Nusach. It's only Haskara Ba'alma. That's what Reb Chaim says. We look at Reb Chaim over here. Reb Chaim says, B'shochach, Yeah, it's the fourth Maramachim on the list. It says, we're halfway through it, where it's bold. It says, Ulam b'talumata ein lehakshes kein. Mishum de talumata hu miseida tefillah. It's part and parcel of the actual nusach tefillah. If you didn't say it, you've changed the actual nusach hatfila. It's as if you haven't davened at all. Avol v'yalav yovi rak chiv haskorah. He says to Reb Chaim, it's only a chiv haskorah. It's only mentioning v'loyhava k'loy hispal, and it's not considered as if you haven't davened. Okay, so now we've got the difference between Yalev Yovoy and Talamata. Okay, and we also understand how Reb Chaim learnt the Machloikas, Tosfos, and the Chachmei Paventa. Tosfos learns that there's no point in davening again. Why? Because it's only Haskara Ba'alma. It's only just mentioning it. Saying Yalev Yovoy is not really part and parcel of the Nusach HaTfilah. It's just a Din Haskara. You've got to mention Yalev Yovoy. You've got to mention Rosh Chodesh. Whereas the Chachmei Paventa held, it's as if you haven't davened at all. Why is it as if you haven't davened at all? Just like if you miss out the same bracha. Sorry. If you miss out a whole bracha, that's clear. If you miss out Slach Lanu in Shemayin Esra, of course you've got to daven it again because you haven't said the Matbeh Shetov Chachomim, the actual Nusach HaTfili, you've missed out. So that's the Machlekes Rishon. How do we view Yalev Yovei? Do we view Yalev Yovei as just an Askor Ba'alma, and therefore if you missed it out, although you have to go back, but you wouldn't do Tashlumin because you've done the complete Shemayin Esra? Or do we say no, you're actually lacking from that, it's as if you haven't done Mincha at all, and therefore you've done two Maras? You're not going to mention it, who cares? The Maisa, you're missing a Tfit. Okay, that is the Mahalach of the Achrein. How do we Paskin the Halacha? Do we paskin like the Chachmei Paventa, or do we paskin like Tosfos? So, the Rabbeinu Yonah says it's a Sofik. We've got the Machlokes Rishonim, nice Sofik, not sure what to do. So he says, he makes his apshara, he says, we'll go and daven the Tfilis and the Dover. This could be very Negeah. Very Negeah, nice. And someone, unfortunately, said, misses Yalav Yahweh. This year it's not going to be getting Negeah on Friday, yeah? Because we've got the opposite. We're davening, going to daven Mincha. Hopefully, everyone's going to remember. Yeah, Rosh Chodesh Friday this year. So, you're davening Mincha and you're going into to Shabbos. Here it's talking, so you're going to daven, are you going to daven two Shabbos Shemoneh Esrus? Can't daven Tfilis Nedova on Shabbos. You don't daven the Tfilis Nedova on Shabbos. There's nothing here. But anyway, what does the Rabbeinu Yonah paskin? Rabbeinu Yonah says we've got to make a pshara. We have to be choshes for the shittas of. We're going to be choshes shittas Chachmei Paventa, which says that you have mechuyev to daven. One second, he says you're mechuyev to daven. The shittas atosi says you're not mechuyev to daven. So what do you do? So he says make a tefillas nedava. And he says normally by tefillas nedava you have to be mechadish something, which is not so easy to do. But he says, you have to be mechadish something. But he says, because you've been choshish for ein chosh chiddush gadol mizeh, something like that. It's not, that's a tremendous.
You just say, you don't do nadova on Shabbos. If you don't double shach on Shabbos, you don't double two minchas?
You do, that's tashlumin. Tashlumin is different than nadova. Tashlumin.
If you don't double shach on Shabbos morning.
Yeah, you daven tashlumin, but not nadova. Nadova is something different than tashlumin. Tashlumin means you're obligated to do that. You didn't do the first one, you're mechuyev to do the second one. Nedava means you can daven nedava as many times as you like, yeah? Very interesting. You can daven tefillas nedava. Nedava, you can daven as much as you like, as long as you're mechadish something. Don't recommend it on people because it's difficult to. It says you have to concentrate, yeah? You can't just say it's stam. But tefillas nedava really is something else, not tashlumin. So he's saying because we don't know what to do, we don't know who to pass them like. Like Rabbeinu Yonah, like the Chachmei Paventa, all the Tosfos, therefore making the dog. Okay.
By Talmud motto, he says it matbeah shetik chachomim. In by Yalevi over Rosh Chodesh, it's not. It's also matbeah because Rosh Chodesh is with filler with Yalevi.
Yeah. So, but even though you mentioned these two things, and the two, both of them are or in part of Tefillah, yes. But there's a difference in the, Reb Chaim's telling us there's a difference in the Lomdus. Yeah, he's saying that one of them has actually become part and parcel of
it. Yeah.
Why is, what's his hechrich to say that? I don't know. But he makes such a chiluk. Okay, let me ask you a bomba kasha now.
Oh.
Bomba kasha. Gewaldige kasha. Listen to this kasha. The stipler asks this kasha. He says, based on what we just learned, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, it's the third maramakim over here. It says, Ta b'mincha shel Shabbos. We'll get to the mincha aspect in a minute. Mincha or the spal, the second line of the third maramakim. It says, the spal oisa b'teris n'dovah ve'enu tzorch l'chadish b'dovah. That's what we just saw. V'hu adin, this is what we've just been talking about. Emnoi hiski yalav yovi b'mincha shel Rosh Chodesh. A person who forgets yalav yovi of mincha of Rosh Chodesh, what should he do? Halacha l'maisa, he should do a tefillas n'dovah. He davens the Maariv. Maariv is not Rosh Chodesh. He davens it b'teris n'dovah. Why? Because now he's been yotze both shittas. He's been yotze to the shitta of Chachmei Pervantia, which says you have to. He's been yotze to the shitta of Tosfos, says you're not meant to. So he does something in between called a tefillas n'dovah. Yeah, zeh geshmak. That's that the Shulchan Aruch. Frek the stipler gvaldig kasha. The chorus the steer. If you look at the fifth maramakim over here. He brings a steerer from a different part of Shulchan Aruch. He says, what happens if the shatz, I don't recommend anyone going to such a minion, but someone goes to the minion and the Shliach Tzibur misses out Yalav Yovei, and no one notices. No one notices. Not monks, no. He misses out Yalav Yovei. And they only remembered, oh, Rosh Chodesh today. He come to the end of Shemin Esra. Should he now do Tfilas Tashlumin? Does he do a second Tfilah? Tfilas Tashlumin? Zok the Shulchan Aruch. Komokim she yachid chuzim ispalo. Shatz chuzim ispalo. Im tal kamoiso. Wherever yachid is chuzim ispalo, shatz is also chuzim ispalo. Kishim ispalo b'kei ro. Chutz mi shachri shal Rosh Chodesh. If he forgot until he gets to the end, one doesn't make him go back. Because it's Turch de Tzibur. Now let me ask you a bomba kasha. According to the Chachmei Pervantia, and the Chan just told us a lomdus, the Chachmei Pervantia hold that you have to go back and daven the second tefillah. Why do you have to go back and daven the second tefillah? Because if you missed out tefillas Rosh Chodesh is part and parcel of the actual tefillah. It becomes a chelik of the nusach tefillah. If it's a chelik of the nusach tefillah, the stipler eis nakasha, then you're lacking tefillah Shemin Esra. So just like if you missed out Tzlachlonu, if the shatz missed out Tzlachlonu, is he mechuyev to go back? Yes, because he hadn't davened Shemin Esra. If we're choishish, according to the Shulchan Aruch, we're choishish for the shitta who holds like the Chachmei Pervantia. The Chachmei Pervantia says that according to Reb Chaim, that you miss the actual Tefillah Shemein Esra. If you miss the Tefillah Shemein Esra, who cares about Terech Tzibur? We don't say, sorry, you forgot Tzlachlonu. Went too fast. Missed out Tzlachlonu. Did you go back? Of course you go back, because you missed out Chelik of Shemein Esra. So according to the Chachmei Pervantia, you've missed out a chelik of Shemin Esra. Turcha de Tzibura hin, turcha de Tzibura her. Who cares about turcha de Tzibura when you missed out a basic part of Shemin Esra? Gewaldige kasha. Peladike kasha. Stiplastis kasha. Brochus simen tezain. Stiplastis kasha. So I want to suggest the following answer. I'm going to give a different mahalach in Tosis. A different mahalach to understand the machlokes Rishonim, but not the machlokes Rishonim between the Chachmei Pervantia and Tosfos, but within Tosfos itself, Tosfos brings another daya. So we're going to reread Tosfos, give another chakira that the Achronim give in Tosfos, and once we see that, then we'll be open to understanding the yishuv to the Styrian Shulchan Aruch. Okay, let's go back to Tosfos. Let's have a look at Tosfos again. Tosis continues. Go back to the first Maran Mokum on the page. We read the first three lines. We come from the third line. Veloy Domi. In the middle of the line, Tosis says, Veloy Domi. Tosis is really asking a kash. He says, Veloy Domi lehada ama hocha, ta veloy hispal al mincha b'shabas, de mispal arvis b'choyl, shtay. Tosis says, there's no similarity between this case of missing out Rosh Chodesh and missing out and not davening mincha on Shabbos that you daven two maris. So Tosis is saying, what about a person who comes to mincha and he misses mincha by mistake? He has a good Shabbos afternoon. Shluf, slips straight through mincha, comes to mariv. Is he mechuv to daven two maris? Says Tosis, of course you're mechuv to daven two maris. Just like you missed out any tefillah, you missed out two shachrisin, you daven two minchas. You missed out two minchas, you daven two maris. Ah, you're not saying the Tefillah of Shabbos, right? Tosis, you're not saying Tefillah of Shabbos. Yeah? Says Tosis, the Mispal Avos B'Choyl Shtayim, Motzah Shabbos, you've got to daven two Maris, Pirish Shel Choyl, Mishum Shelo Yispal Al Klal. Im Kein Yarviach Tefillah Yudches. So Tosis is bothered about the question. He's saying, well, there also you're not gaining, because you're not davening a Shabbos Shmoneh Esra. When it comes to Motzah Shabbos, what you're doing is you're davening two weekday Shmoneh Esras. Hey, what happened to your Shabbos Shmoneh Esra? That's his kasha. You're not davening two weekday Shmoneh Esras. Now, Tosis says, don't worry, because you're being maviach, because you're getting, at least you're getting two tefillah Yud Ches. Now, my question is, according to Reb Chaim, that's what Tosis says. And Tosis then goes on to say that really, weekday, you meant to daven on Shabbos, you meant to daven Yud Ches brachas anyway. It's just they reduced it to seven brachas. Our Shabbos Shmoni Esras are seven brachas, but Be'emes, you would have been mechuyev to daven Yud Ches.
Is it okay? Not because of Tech de Tzibur also?
No, not because of Tech de Tzibur. That's what Chazal did. But now, my kasha is as follows. My kasha is, how can you compare, Tosis is making comparison between davening on Shabbos, missing out tefillah on Shabbos, and missing out tefillah Rosh Chodesh. According to Reb Chaim's Lombus, there's no comparison whatsoever. Reb Chaim is telling us that the Nidan in the Rishonim is missing out Yalei V'Yavoi. A fellow who misses out Yalei V'Yavoi, is Yalei V'Yavoi an integral part of Shemini Esra? Is it like the Nusach of Shemini Esra? Or is Yalei V'Yavoi not part of the Nusach of Shemini Esra? It's just as Korah Ba'alma. Everyone's going to agree when it comes to Shabbos, Tefillas Mincha on Shabbos is very important. Tefillas Mincha is not just an integral part, it's Tefillah. How can you compare the two things? Rosh Chodesh, we've got a Shaila, is Tefillas Rosh Chodesh, is the Nusach of Yalei V'Yavoi, is the Nusach of Yalei V'Yavoi actually part of the Nusach of Tefillah, or is it something separate? Kishmak is Shaila. But how can Tosis be Medama? Tosis is comparing Tefillas Mincha on Shabbos like Haskorah. There's no sad to say that Tefillas Mincha is just an Haskorah Ba'alma. Tefillas Mincha is an integral part. It sounds like from Tosis there's a different Nidoin. And here I'll share with you what the Bruchas Avram says. He declares a Chakira. Bruchas Avram also in Brachas Daf Chof Vav. He declares a Chakira. And his Chakira is not about the what Tefillas Rosh Chodesh is as Haskorah or not. He's got a completely new Chakira. He's got two ways of understanding what Tfilas Tashlumin is. He says, is Tfilas Tashlumin a repeat of the old Shemoneh Esra? Or is it two new ones? We know you daven two new ones. You missed out Shachris, you daven two Minchas. Missed out Mincha, you daven two Marav. Marav, two Shachris. That's clear. But what's the Lomdus? He declares like this. Is the Lomdus that Chazal are lengthening the time? Let's say, for example, you missed out Maariv. You slept through, missed out Maariv. It comes to Shachris, you've got to daven two Shachris. What's the gedder of the second tefillah of Shachris? Is pshat that Chazal were lengthening the tefillah of Maariv and saying that you can, although normally Maariv, you can't daven Maariv in the morning, it's too late. But here, we'll allow you, as Tashlumin, we'll allow you to daven in the morning. That's one tzad. The other tzad is to say no, that you're davening, you missed Maariv, but Chazal said, daven two Shachris. Is it you're davening a Maariv again? in the morning, or you're davening two shacharis. Practically, of course, you're davening two shacharis. But what's the lomdus? Is it Chazal allowed you to daven the tefillah of Maariv? Just they lengthened the time instead of being limited till the morning. They said, no, you can even daven it in the morning. Or is the lomdus? No, Chazal said, forget about the Maariv, you missed the Maariv. Make it up with two shacharis. Nice chakira. What's the nafka minna? Share with you the Magen Avraham. Are you allowed to eat before you've done? You're not allowed to eat before shacharis. But what happens though? You're allowed to eat before the second tefillah. Are you allowed to eat before the second tefillah? Well, it depends on this chakira. It means you've already davened your first Shemoneh Esrei. You're coming to your second Shemoneh Esrei, your Tashlumin Shemoneh Esrei. Now, are you allowed to have, well, 1 second, I've already davened Shacharis. Let me go and have a coffee. Are you allowed to do that? Well, it depends. If you're davening Maariv a second time, basically you're being Mamshech, you're doing Maariv again. So you're allowed to eat before Maariv, that's not a problem. You're allowed to have a coffee before Maariv. But if it's two shacharis, just like the first shacharis you weren't allowed to eat before, the second shacharis you're also not allowed to eat before, and therefore you can't have a coffee in between your shacharis 1 and your tashlumin shacharis 2. That's the Magen Avraham says. Magen Avraham says that halacha lemaisa, that's halacha lemaisa, because he's going with the tzad that it's two shacharis. But if you hold that it was taka a Maariv, then you would be able to. You've already davened shacharis, now you're allowed to eat. So you've got to do tashlumin. Go and do your tashlumin, but you're allowed to eat before that tashlumin. So that lechera would be the nafka minna. Lechera, according to the Birkas Avraham's chakira, you could say that that's what's going on in Tosis. That's really the machlekas, Tosis and the other Rishon. It might not fit into the Chachmei Provence, but the two shittas in Tosis which are arguing about Tfilas Rosh Chodesh, and also they're also arguing about missing out if you miss that mincha on Shabbos afternoon. Do you have to do two Maaris? That machlokas will depend on how you understand what Tfilas Tashlumin is. If Tfilas Tashlumin is doing two Maaris, you missed out on Rosh Chodesh, yeah? You missed out Rosh Chodesh, you missed out Yalav Yomi. Tosis is the case. You missed out Yalav Yomi. So it says Tosis, Ma Yarviach, what are you gaining? Because Tosis understood that what is the gedder of Tfilas Tashlumin? We don't need to go into Reb Chaim's world. That what is the gedder of Tfilas Tashlumin? Tashlumin means that you're davening the old Shemoneh Esrei. You're davening the Shemoneh Esrei, the previous Shemoneh Esrei. So it says, you're davening, meant to daven a Rosh Chodesh Shemoneh Esrei. What's the point in davening a second Shemoneh Esrei? You're not going to mention Tfilas Rosh Chodesh anyway. That's the taina of Tosis. And similarly, says Tosis, if you missed out Mincha on Shabbos, there's no point in davening two Matzah Shabboses. Why? Because you're not davening Shabbos anyway. The Chokim on Tosis say no. What the Gedder of Tfilas Tashlumin is, two of the second Tfilas. Right? So if you missed out Maariv, you're going to do two Shacharis. So you missed out on Mincha on Shabbos. Very nice. You missed out Mincha, Nachon Ami. But Chazal said, go and do two Maarivs. It's not got mention of Shabbos. Who cares? But that was the Takonot. So that's another way of understanding the Machlokes. And according to this, let me just finish off, according to this, there's absolutely no steer between the two levels of Shulchan Aruch. The whole Kash was based on understanding of what is the Gedder of Tfilas Rosh Chodesh. Now I'm giving an alternative Pshat in Tosis, in the Machlokes Rishonim, and it's very clear in the Shulchan Aruch that he's going with that Mahalach, because when he brings down in Shulchan Aruch, when he brings down the two Halachas, he puts them together, he puts the two cases of Tosis together. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it says, in the third Maramachim, it says, Ta b'mincha shel Shabbos, v'hispal yudches. That's the case of Tosis. You davened v'lohiske shel Shabbos. You davened a regular weekday Shemoneh Esrei. Mispal motzah Shabbos, shtayim. And then he says, Hu adin m'lohiske yalav yavoy, b'mincha. So basically, the Shulchan Aruch is passing like Tosis. What's Tosis holds? Tosis holds that the purpose of Tfilas, the Gedder of Tfilas Tashlumin, is davening two of the old Shemoneh Esrei. So if you're davening two of the old Shemoneh Esrei, there's no point in davening Mincha again. You're not davening, when you daven Maariv and you're not mentioning Shabbos Mincha, he says there's no point, because the Gedder of the Tfilah was two of the old Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore you can't do it on Motzah Shabbos. No point. And the Gedder of Tfilah for Yalav Yavoy is trying to mention the old tefillah, and you're not going to mention it on Rosh Chodesh. It says Shulchan Aruch, there's no point in doing it. But you're still choshesh for the other shittas, which say you should, and therefore you daven the davar. But when it comes to a shliach tzibur, there's no shaychus. It means you can't ask me a kasha from Rosh Chodesh that there's tuch de tzibura. We're not saying, like Reb Chaim understands, that the geder of tefillah of Rosh Chodesh, Yalav Yovei, is if you haven't said Yalav Yovei, you missed out the tefillah. It's nothing to do with it. According to this mahalach, we've got a completely brand new mahalach in Tosas where the kasha of the stapler wouldn't start. Okay.
Good story.
Yes.
Because he's missing a tefillah in his account.
Let's see.